Welcome back to the Northwest Ohio Orthopedic Sports Huddle, live here at the Frickers and Finley on Mix 96.7 and ESPN Radio 1430 WFOB. Lee Kelbley here, and today we're talking with radio announcer for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Rosenhaus. Jim, how are we doing?
Doing great. Another beautiful day and an early evening out here in Arizona. It's been, I was talking to someone today. You look for places where you can, as a team, where they can get their work in. They have not had a drop of measurable rain out here since January the 31st.
Wow.
So they're getting their work in out here with no trouble from the weather.
Well, Jim, first off, let's talk about you a little bit. You've been with the Tribe and your partner Tom Hamilton since 2007, and I've got to believe this time of the year has got to be your favorite.
You know, I think that's fair to say. I really enjoy spring training. You know, it's funny because the games don't mean a whole lot. They are just practice games and guys getting their work in and things like that. But it's just fun because, and especially because of where we live in the winter time. And not that this winter was that bad, but it's just nice to come out here after a Northeast Ohio winter and be able to come out and watch some baseball. And you're always excited about where your team may be at this point in time, and it's something that I think in this particular season we're really looking forward to seeing what the Indians have once the games start to mean something.
That's right. Opening day coming up, that'll be Monday, April 4th against the Red Sox. That's a 4:10 start time. We'll certainly be excited for that one. But let's talk about spring training to start things off. How does everyone, including some of these rookies, look so far?
Well, in terms of heading into the spring, I think it was generally thought that the Indians' starting rotation would be their strong point. They've been very good the last couple of years, and everybody's back. Corey Kluber at the start of the rotation, and then you have Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar and Trevor Bauer and Cody Anderson had a good rookie season last year. Josh Tomlin really came on as a veteran who's now fully healthy. And they have all been tremendous here this spring. And we were talking the other day, you know, usually in the spring there's an injury or two that kind of has you tempering your expectations. But everybody's fully healthy and they're progressing nicely as they lengthen things out to try and, you know, pitch as many innings as they can. And it's really been going well. So pitching-wise, very solid. Position player-wise, Yan Gomes, the catcher for the Indians who had some injury issues last year, has come into camp in phenomenal shape and is swinging the bat very well. Jason Kipnis, their all-star second baseman, looks strong. Francisco Lindor, their rookie shortstop a year ago, who is so impressive. He looks like a major league veteran already. It's really amazing. So position player-wise, there's some good things happening. The only concern, really, this spring has been when will Michael Brantley be able to help this ball club? Yeah. He had shoulder surgery in November and has really been diligent in his rehab. And I don't know that he'll be ready opening day, but he might not be that far off of opening day. And then by that, I mean maybe a week or two into the season, we'll see Michael Brantley. Because as of today, he was taking batting practice on the field, which is a great sign. The next step is playing in exhibition games. And if they can get him, 6 to 10 exhibition games before the end of the spring to get his swing going in game action, I think that would be a real positive, and I don't think he would miss a whole lot of time at the start of the year, and he's a huge key because the Indians may struggle at times to score runs, and he certainly would help temper that concern a little bit.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the pitching rotation for the Tribe. According to the MLB and their stats department, three of the Tribe pitchers in their rotation have made the top 12 in terms of strikeouts per nine innings. Carlos Carrasco standing fifth at 10 strikeouts per nine innings. Corey Kluber right underneath at sixth. He has just under 10 strikeouts per nine innings. And a little bit further down the list is Danny Salazar with 9.5 strikeouts per nine innings. Don't you think that maybe this pitching rotation has been a little bit overlooked?
Well, actually, you know what? You'd like to say that, but people know about them. There's no secrets that when people talk about the Indians, that's the first thing they talk about is their starting rotation. So are they necessarily pitchers who have signed the big contracts and have, you know, years of a track record under their belt? No. But the last 2 years, they're some of the best in the game, no question. And so that they're, believe me, other teams do know about it, and a story that's been floated around here quite a bit during the World Series. Obviously, the big reason the Mets got there is because of their starting rotation. But the Royals folks were saying, you know, a couple of their people were saying that were the Mets a challenge to face? Sure. But they were saying that, hey, we're prepared because they felt the Indians' starting rotation was better, and they had to play 19 games against the Indians during the regular season. So they were ready to face a very good Mets pitching staff by the time the World Series rolled around.
Now, sticking on the topic of pitching, let's talk about some of the other guys that are in that rotation. Right now, Terry Francona and the crew are looking for a good 4 or 5 guy in that rotation. In your opinion, what player would fit in that 4 or 5 spot? Maybe a Josh Tomlin or a Trevor Bauer?
Well, and the nice thing is you have more good pitchers than you have spots available. There's some years you go in and you're wondering, oh, man, how are they going to fill that spot? This year you're thinking, well, how are they going to fill that spot? Because somebody really good is not going to be in the starting rotation. So, yeah, you'd start with Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar for sure. And then Trevor Bauer, I think, is acknowledged as your fourth starter most likely. But then Cody Anderson and Josh Tomlin are battling for that last spot. And T.J. House, who was very good a couple of years ago, he's on the mend from some shoulder issues but looks very good this spring. They just sent out a young kid by the name of Michael Clevinger to the minor leagues, who they think could be here very quickly if needed, but they just wanted to get him over to minor league camp so he could start to build up his innings a little bit. But he's another one who has been very impressive this spring. So there are, for 5 spots in the rotation, and as you mentioned, really maybe just 1, maybe 2 open spots, but for sure just 1 open spot, you have 4 or 5 very good major league quality pitchers battling for that spot. So that's a great problem to have because, you know, over the course of the summer, they're going to need more than the initial 5 in the rotation.
Now let's talk about some of these younger guys. In your opinion, has there been anyone that's really kind of opened your eyes and maybe thought that, wow, they really have a shot come opening day?
Well, of the young guys, I think Bradley Zimmer is still a ways away. He's going to start the minor leagues probably at AA, you would think. But Tyler Naquin has had a very good spring. And there is an opening in the outfield that wasn't there at the start of spring training, due in large part because of the injury to Brantley. So certainly on opening day, they'll need an extra outfielder, it appears. Mm-hmm. But then also the suspension of a Belmonte, who probably would have seen a lot of time in center field, but he was suspended for the PED use, so that opened up another spot. And Naquin has had a very good spring. And they're encouraged by what they're seeing there and excited about it. So there's still enough spring training to go where they're not going to make that decision yet. But he has certainly put himself in the conversation by the way he has played. And here's a young guy who hasn't played in the big leagues yet, but has some good time in the minor leagues, both at AA and then last year at AAA. He's had to battle some injuries, but he's fully healthy, in great shape, and looks to be ready to go.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this outfield that we're going to have this year. Michael Brantley still day-to-day from that shoulder surgery. You know, a couple weeks ago we had Abraham Almonte suspended 80 games for using PEDs. It's not necessarily what you want coming from the clubhouse, but in your opinion, what do you think Rajay Davis could bring to this outfield?
Huge, I would say. Veteran presence, an older guy, but still with a great speed, which is a major part of his game. So what you'll see from Davis and what he has said is his game is he loves to run, he likes to get on base, run, and both of those things lead to scoring runs. And he feels if he scores enough runs, the team's going to win some games. And it's a great attitude, a great way to look at it. He's not going to go up there and try and hit home runs. That's not his game. but he's going to get on base. He can steal a base and score some runs and create some havoc and play good defense, too, in the outfield. And they're going to need him, especially at the start of the year. I think in an ideal world, he would be a good fourth outfielder for any club. But in this situation for the Indians, he's probably going to have to play every day and play well for them to get off to a good start this season.
Indians have had a couple guys go down to injury this year. One guy we mentioned earlier, Michael Brantley. But let's talk a little bit about Yan Gomes. How is his recovery?
Oh, he's been tremendous. Got hurt early last season. Missed a good portion of the first 2 months of the year. Came back and played the rest of the season, but he just wasn't himself. And he even admitted that not necessarily coming back too soon, but the way he handled it when he came back, he tried to make up for lost time, which can be just the kiss of death in baseball. You just have to play your game and not try and do more than is expected or more than you normally would. And I think he was trying to do that to make up for lost time last year. Went home to Tennessee in the off season. He lives down near the University of Tennessee with his family and worked extremely hard at it. I mean, hey, that's one of the prevailing themes in spring training. Everybody comes in, they look in great shape. But Yan he went to work on his body and got it in the best possible shape. But what he also did was he worked on getting back to being the hitter he was 2 years ago when he was the best hitting catcher in the American League. He won the Silver Slugger Award for hitting excellence for catchers. And he's kind of gotten back to some of that here this spring, where you're seeing him drive the ball to the alley and right center instead of trying to pull everything. And he really, really looks good out here. And I know the pitchers appreciate what he does offensively, but most importantly, they appreciate what he does behind the plate. And that's there all the time. And if you can combo his defensive skills and the way he handles pitchers with some great production at the plate, which he had a couple of years ago, the Indians are going to be really pleased with what they have, and that'll be a great addition to their lineup.
Let's talk a little bit about off the field. The Tribe seems like a really fun team to follow. We have Corey Kluber and his squirt gun from last year, and Danny Salazar's new Ricky Vaughn glasses look. Does Terry Francona not mind as long as these guys keep winning?
Well, I think not mind is would be a tremendous understatement. I think he encourages the guys to be themselves. You know, they talk about players, managers, and hey, you're around people every day. You want their personality to come out. You want guys to have fun. A lot of times, the guys have fun at Terry's expense, and they're not afraid to, you know, throw a few barbs his way too, but. He encourages a loose atmosphere, because here's the thing to remember. When they're on the field, and you see it here in spring training, they're getting their work done, and they're doing it well and efficiently and really getting after it. But the important thing is that they know as long as they do that, then they can do the other fun things that, you know, I think baseball lends it to. Baseball is one of those sports where there is so much downtime that it just lends itself to funny stuff going on and you know, hijinks and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, if it goes too far, he would obviously say something. But in his 4 years here, I don't think it ever has. It's encouraged to have some fun and make it a good time.
Lee Kelbley here with radio announcer for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Rosenhaus, here on the Frickers Huddle Hotline. On Mix 96.7 WBVI and ESPN Radio 1430 WFOB. The AL Central is considered one of the best in baseball, and in order to win games, how will Francona bulk his lineup in order to produce more runs?
Well, I think we talked about some of it. The addition of Mike Napoli and Rajay Davis will be big. The return to good health of Yan Gomes and the continued development of Francisco Lindor and having him for a full season. I think that those four players will be keys. And then, you know, there's going to be someone who develops this season that we're not really even thinking about. It always happens every year. And by the end of the year, it'll be a key to this club. And if they go on and win a lot of ball games, you'll look back and say, hey, that guy was a big key to everything good that happened. So, you know, I think those keys, though, Napoli, Davis, Lindor, and Gomes, what they bring to this team that maybe wasn't here the entire season a year ago could be a big difference.
All right, last question for you, Jim. How can the Tribe keep up with a team like the Kansas City Royal, the defending world champions? What do they need to do on the field in order to get to a postseason this year?
They need to play good, clean baseball. Pitching and defense will get it done, but they also need to score enough runs. But if they play the game the right way, they'll win as many games as they can. And I don't know what it's going to take this year. Will it take 90 to win the division? Will it take 95? I don't know. But what they'll do is try and win as many games as they can playing their style of baseball, that good pitching and defense, and hopefully enough offense to get it done, and then see where it ends up at the end of the season, because the only time you can control what Kansas City does is in the 19 games that you play them. And that is the one key, I will say. The Indians do need to play better in their division, whether it's Kansas City, the Tigers, the Twins, or the White Sox. The Indians were well below 500 in the division last year, and when you play every team in your division 19 times, that's more than half your schedule that you're playing less than 500 baseball. So it's imperative that you win within your division, and if you do that, 9 times out of 10, you'll be at the top of the division at the end.
Don't forget, Tribe fans, first game for the Indians Monday, April 4th. Against the Red Sox, a 4:10 first pitch. And I've got to make a prediction here. Maybe we'll see David Price and Corey Kluber go at it. What do you think, Jim?
I would say unless something drastically different happens, then you are correct. That would be your opening day pitching matchup. And what a great one it would be. A pair of former Cy Young Award winners going head-to-head. That would be tremendous.
Well, I believe I speak for all Tribe fans when I say we can't wait for opening day, April 4th, to roll around. Jim Rosenhaus, radio announcer for the Cleveland Indians, taking some time out of his day, enjoying that sunny Arizona weather. Thanks again, Jim.
You got it. Thank you.
Jim Rosenhaus, radio announcer for the Cleveland Indians, taking some time out of his day to talk to us. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll catch Nick live at the Frickers in Findlay on the Northwest Ohio Orthopedic Sports Huddle here on ESPN Radio 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7.